This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Greatest album of all time, Thriller.
Blonde on Blonde. The Joshua Tree.
Off the Wall's better.
Oh, In Your Face, Goo.
Wow, nah.
Evan, I feel you, but I can't.
That's close.
Thriller was incredible.
What about Pink Floyd, The Wall?
I'm not too familiar.
Okay. It's a double album. And it's kind of a, what they call a concept album.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Isn't a double album cheating, though?
It's actually the opposite of cheating.
Yeah, it's working overtime, Evan, to me.
It's the opposite of cheating. It's an artist who is so prolific.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to, that's 8 songs, I'm done. No. I got 16 songs in the hopper.
Yeah, but I'm not going to enjoy all 16.
Huh? Yeah. You ever listen to Blonde on Blonde?
All Eyes on Me, Evan.
Yeah,
you don't skip.
Yeah,
you don't
like the little Pac.
Yeah.
Little Pac. What
you know about Pac?
You either ride with us or collide with us. It's as simple as that.
Look at my man.
For me and my buddies.
Something called trimming the fat.
Boy. Hey, little people, real quick. Oh. Some people are disappointed in you.
For what?
Because you're in a good mood.
I'm having a great day.
Everything.
Oh, no. But you oversold the good news.
They're 12-0 with that starting
lineup.
Don't
tell me during the break. And Evan, that's a nugget. It is a factoid, but I thought something more was popping. That's all.
Like for what? Like, what? Give me an example of what you thought it might be.
LeBron's out tonight? Yeah, something. Okay. But boy,
Okay. Well,
you sold it.
888-957-9570. Look, this is the stretch run.
Boy.
No doubt about it. And the Golden State Warriors have only meaningful games left. They only have big games left, and it starts tonight against the Lakers. Let's take some calls here and find out what the masses are thinking about tonight's game. I'm not going to call it a must win. AJ in Los Angeles. He's down in L.A.
Is he a Laker?
What's up, AJ? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, first off, I have Off the Wall over Thriller, just to be clear.
I might be in trouble. Wow. Yeah, okay.
Hey, so start lineup, right? So
yep.
I think it's 12-0, cool. It's doing what it's supposed to do. But to be clear, we've watched that starting lineup get smoked in the first quarter and fourth in several games, but backups found a way to pull through. So when it comes to matchups in the playoffs, because that's what's really important in these important games, I think matchups should be the focal point and not based on trust or this weird trust thing the Curs have with these small guys, right? I think he needs to really consider, you know, something. You got to get JK involved somehow in this starting lineup, or Gee, or or post, you got to get some size, because, or at least I would say Gi or JK. And I'll say this because when it gets really important, and we saw the other night in Memphis, you know, Hodge and Moody kind of really didn't hold their own in the point of attack. I mean, they really attacked Pods in particular. And, you know, and they were coming off a back-to-back. And Steph had to have the best game of the season against a downturning Memphis team on a back-to-back, you know? So Steph's not going to be like that every night. So let's get some guys. Let's get really serious with this starting lineup thing. We got to get serious. Put some guys out there who's going to, you know, where Steph can just have a great game and not just be an alien out there, you know?
No, I hear you, AJ, and in a perfect world, I think Kuminga is your number three scorer.
Man, that's dumb.
However, he's not that player right now.
Right. And he might not even be available.
He might not play tonight, but I'm talking down the road. Yeah, you'd love him to be your third leading scorer pretty consistently, but right now he's not that player. And right now, even before the injury, I'm not sure he's getting enough playing time to become the third scorer.
Again, this is those Evan's Nuggets, Donnie. It sounds like AJ, and I'm not saying he's wrong, but I question, I guess the 12-0 with this starting lineup doesn't mean anything. And let's just say our job, let's say we had a routine and we came in here and we did the best shows we did for 2 months and the ratings are through the roof. Would we really go away from that? No. I bring that up because 12-0 is 12-0. And I don't think they're going to change up because, you know, the other team's got more length. It's like every team's got more length than us.
I don't know what he's going to do. I really don't. I know that Kerr's never been afraid to tinker, even when things are going well. And this is a small team that they've been starting. And that team across the way tonight is big. I mean, they're big at every position. That's the issue.
Would you guys respond? Like, post would be the five.
And exactly.
And who would you take out?
It ain't Pods. Who's going to bring the ball? Or are we putting that on Curry? Hey,
Curry or Draymond can bring it up. Right. But I would think it would be Pods out of the starting lineup.
Yeah, the only reason I'm asking is because, strangely, in 41 minutes that five has played together. So Curry, Moody at the two with Butler, Green, and Post as your front line.
Uh-oh.
They're minus 15 in 41 minutes. And the starting five that we talked about is literally their best lineup by plus minus.
I think we're going to see that all the way to the end.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. When you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense. Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, Stiney. Stiney Guru, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I think the way that the Warriors are going to beat the Lakers today is really you got to have Moses Moody being your number three big-time scorer, followed by, I would say, Pajemski. And then I would say probably Post, then Heal. Why do I say that? Tonight is going to be an example of, you know, your entry to playoff basketball. It's going to be physical. And when they see Post out there, the Lakers do a lot of high screen ISO mismatch. And Post is going to be the odd man out. Whereas at least Pajemski and Moses show up and do the necessary things to rebound, play tough defense. And Pods has got to start scoring when he's open. He had a terrible game against Memphis.
Yeah.
That's why Curry had to really show up. And Moses came in late towards the end of the game. Even though he didn't have a great game, he hit the big shots.
Yeah.
He did the auxiliary things to make them win.
Yeah, they were up five when he hit that, right? So now he put him up eight?
It put him up eight, yeah. It was absolutely the dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
but it's so easy to do this. But, like, what? I think a Steve Kerr shot when Jordan passed him. Coming out the huddle,
mm-hmm.
Maybe that was part of it, plan B. I don't know. Paxson when Jordan gave it. You can do all this, but the game is so beautiful because you don't know who is going to end up with the shot. You know what I mean? Like Moody in Dallas. I'm sure it wasn't drew up that way. He didn't hit it, but, I mean, man.
I mean, this is why the game's so great is, you know, you talk about Quentin Post, and he obviously can shoot the three. He obviously can stretch the floor. But last caller's right. They're going to put him in pick and rolls, and he may end up on LeBron or Doncic. And I actually think he's done a okay job. He's done an okay job in that situation. But when the team, you know, it's going to be tougher and tougher and tougher for him as they play these really good teams.
Derek is going to be three pick and roll all day tonight from the Lakers, Donnie. They are going to try Luka, Reeves, Bron all day and night.
The other thing is, who covers Reeves?
Wow.
I mean, he to me is a big key.
AR-15.
The way I look at the Lakers, if I compare it to the Warriors, is, okay, Doncic is going to score, LeBron's going to score, Butler's going to score, and Curry's going to score. Okay, well, the Lakers have a number three who's more consistent scoring the ball than the Warriors
right.
do, so they're going to have to make up for that somehow, assuming everybody's having kind of their normal night.
Mm-hmm. And then we might get a Draymond night, Donnie, to where you might get 8-3 attempts. Like, that might be part of the Laker game plan. It's all dependent on, he hit the first one against Memphis. I was like, watch out, Jack. Nobody celebrates like Dray when he hits it. Because he looks at the bench, he must hear it.
I mean, the bottom line is, I think there's some teams out there that want him to make that first one.
Well, man.
I mean, it's that old story about, you know,
you're open for a reason.
A so-so shooter makes his first one. Now all of a sudden, he thinks he's a good shooter, and he's not. Obviously, Draymond's had some big games from three, but I don't like the idea of letting him set up out there and just measure it. But you gotta defend other things at times, and that's what ends up happening. Evan, we brought up who the Warriors' best shooter is when wide open, essentially, and I'll just get it. Don't you know the answer now, and I know the answer now.
The award goes to...
But essentially, who's going to come up with this first? Since Jimmy Butler arrived, who's the Warriors' best open three-point shooter? It's actually not even close.
Let's see who it... I don't think they're going to get it.
I'm going to...
Did
Carter get it?
I'm going to give whoever gets it first on one of the text lines...
Well, Carter got it.
I will... It's like... When you run a radio contest, employees of the show are not eligible.
Carter, I got your back, baby. I wanted to say that.
D. Lou and Beard are saying post. That's incorrect. Looney, no. Come on, people. Pods, no.
Wow.
Come on.
I'm shocked.
Yes, it is. There it is. 559.
GP3.
Gary Payton the second.
Man, he had been in fuego.
Gary Payton the second. Chris Paul the second.
Man.
I mean, you don't think of missing a lot of three-point shooting when Payton's not there, but he's been hitting them. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah's in San Leandro.
Hey,
Deborah, how you doing?
Hey, guys. What's happening? I'm good.
Good to hear.
Game day.
Yeah.
Game day. Big game day. The person who needs to show up to me is Moody.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because Moody's been really good defensively. He's really good, and I'm just watching him getting better and better defensively. So we need him to stay on the floor. So if he can bring his offense along with his defense, we're good. Since you asked for one person. But second, we need post. When he's in there, he needs to score. Because, like you said, the other caller said, defensively, they're going to put him in that pick and roll. But if he's hitting threes, we can tolerate a little bit of that. That's my take.
Yeah, well said, Deborah. Well said. And post was 3-for-9 from three on Tuesday.
Felt like he shot it better, but man.
I feel like he's a little itchy right now, but that's just me.
But that's who he is, though. He runs hot.
I feel like...
Itchy.
Yeah, I feel like, sure, you want him shooting it when he's open. I just kind of feel like he's taking a little tougher ones. Just a little bit tougher. I don't know if Warrior fans will agree with me or not on post. I mean, the guy can shoot the ball. There's no doubt about it. I just feel like sometimes he gets a little too trigger happy.
Ask your partner his big... I hope Dibs is not listening. Ask your partner his biggest concern or fear for tonight.
Hey, Guru, Warriors are playing the Lakers tonight in L.A. They obviously have Doncic, LeBron. What's most concerning to you as a Warrior fan?
The Zebras. because you know. Listen,
you know what?
No, listen.
You know what?
Can I finish?
Walk out of here. Stop it.
Jimmy Butler is a merchant, but these dudes, when I talk about Bron and Luka, have the refs in their back pockets, Dottie. We're already small. If it turns into a foul fest or a whistle fest, I'm just telling you, Bron and
the
Luka
Warriors went 28 for 28 from the line on Tuesday.
That was Memphis.
They shot more free throws than Memphis.
That was anomalous.
Ja Morant.
Now,
he goes to the basket harder than anybody in the league, went to the line just three times.
Right now. He ain't getting a whistle. I'm just telling you, these two dudes, they're up there with Mount Falmore, Jimmy Butler, but we only got one of him. Steph, it's increased since Jimmy. But that you don't think about that component of Luka and Bron?
Not at all. And you don't either.
Oh, my God.
Okay, who's reffing tonight? It's available. If you really cared, you would have made yourself aware of
it. My point is, it don't matter. It's across the board. Who are we reffing tonight?
LeBron.
Luke and Bron.
You know what? Shame on you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Goo.
He's already looking for an excuse. That's what I hear.
What scares you more, the officials or the fact that Curry doesn't shoot well in L.A.?
See? Oh, it's the officials. It's got to be the officials. Well, it could never be Steph.
When we were at the, where were we? Emeryville.
You oughta.
Give us the name.
I'm not telling you.
The watch party.
Tipsy Putt.
Yeah, no, the last one.
The Emeryville Public
there
Market.
There we go. Curry had 31 field goal attempts. Now, forget how many went in, but he was frisky. To Evan's point.
What does that have to do with the refs that you're going to complain about tomorrow?
He don't shoot good in this building, is what Evan's point was. And if you look at his career, you know, there's some merit.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk-takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or to that, shout out to the light.
Okay. I'll bet you any amount of money. First of all, how many games you think Curry, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. How many games you think Curry's played at, I'm calling it Staples?
Oh, 15.
Oh, my God. I think way more than that.
But you asked me.
I think 30 okay. to 50, maybe. Not to mention, they played a lot of games against the Clippers, although the lighting was different, so we'll just change. We'll just say with the light. I guarantee you, you can find more than enough games where Steph shot it well in L.A.
Not saying he didn't.
And maybe
we can find more where he didn't.
Would you? So the defense has nothing to do with that.
Well, when you're talking about one of the greatest shooters ever and that lighting, how they got it kind of dark or whatnot, depth perception, I think there's something to it.
Something to what?
Curry talked about his favorite buildings, you know, playing in. But I would say Curry would say, you know what? Not the haunted house or House of Horrors, but this ain't my best venue I perform in as far as the ball going in from deep.
Okay, so you're willing to give Curry a pass because he doesn't like to shoot in that arena. Are you willing to at least acknowledge that the defense may have something to do with it or nothing?
But when we look at these 30-something games, you understand it's not the same defenders every game. It's been a different iteration of Lakers come and go.
So it has nothing to
numbers.
It has nothing to do with the Lakers defense. Nothing.
You are special, man.
Yes or no?
You are special. I don't
Next
know.
Question.
You know, I've learned a lot from how these senators question the people at
and
about
Willard.
Signal
Willard
gate.
Was doing it with Kurt. Willard to be in a courtroom.
So are you saying that the Lakers defense has no impact on Steph Curry?
I'm not saying that. Because okay, I'd be a fool to say that. I'm saying I'm going Willard. Numbers are numbers are numbers. The numbers bear that this is not his best building in regard to productivity.
You know how many games he's played there, according to our good friend Jim Mole?
Give it to me.
115. It's not like he's shooting 21%.
But this would be one of the buildings
right.
where...
You know why? Because they can defend him. They're big.
I know everything.
Steph. Yeah. And then you remember, I got PTSD from the play-in where we had
which
that
one?
Game. During the COVID year, we had the game won, and they came back and won.
I'm struggling to remember that. What happened?
We blew it.
Who's we?
The Warriors.
Okay.
We tricked it off. And then we came back home to play Memphis, and we lost an OT,
and that
season
was the,
over.
And that was the game where Steph didn't score in the fourth quarter or overtime?
Overtime.
Did that have anything to do with the Grizzlies' defense, or... Curry got the exact same looks, and he just couldn't knock it down.
The numbers are the numbers. We should have asked him about that. Best,
ain't your best. Hey, Steph, why do you stink at Staples?
I wouldn't quite say it like that.
Somebody find those stats.
Yeah, I'm going to get them. Evan will be
somebody find, and because Curry's my guy, somebody find those stats so I can stick up for him. Let's go to.
Not if they're against him.
OG's in Alameda. What's up, OG? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First of all, Guru, stop crying about the refs. Even told you the other day, it's his reality, and you can't, and it's a waste of energy because you're not going to change. They're going to make the calls that they're going to make the calls. Your job is to win the game.
I got you. Right? I just not brought it up. It's on my mind. You, that's all. I'm not crying.
He's crying.
If you got to play against the other team and the refs too, then that's the way it goes. You're looking for a victory.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not fired up, and I think they can get it.
All right.
OG, do you want to say something about Kuminga?
I do. This is why I call. Poor guy. I mean, let's face it. There's just a few games left. Okay, think about it this. You're Kerr. You don't know what you're putting in the game when you point to Kuminga. All right? You're finishing the game. It counts for everything. You're going to point to Kuminga, maybe. Or you're going to point to Guy Santos, then at least you know what you're getting.
Mm.
I'd point to Guy Santos. I don't know. All this potential ain't worth anything. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Hey, OG. OG, thanks for the call. Do you remember? I remember this old phrase, potential is short for... Potential is short for you haven't done a damn thing yet.
And we weren't able to get it done.
You like that?
Yeah.
Of course you don't.
There's one better. Oh, I got the number. Boy, you guessed Steph Curry's three-point percentage all time at Staples, now Crypto.com Arena.
I'm going to ask for clarification. Does it include the Clippers games or just the Lakers games?
Wow. That okay. I don't have, but let's assume
we'll take
it's
a
the
call.
Clippers. Let's
well,
assume
if
the Clippers.
I think if
said,
the Clippers are in it, the percentages are going to look better.
Oh, well,
because he's had, I think he's fine against the Clippers.
Well, he's a career, let's just
go
say
ahead,
40%, 31% from three all time.
A team D's him. They D him up.
What about if we put the Clippers in it? Because I'm sure it's the Clippers in that too.
Well, how many games does it say he played?
I don't
at
have
Staples?
That. I don't have it.
Well, where are you getting the numbers?
Right here. Hold on.
You know what? I could get it. I could ask a listener, and they'll probably be able to do it faster and call in.
And it
or
says
text.
Just specifically playing against the Lakers
okay.
at Staples.
All right,
so it may not have the Clippers in there.
Uh oh.
Yeah, 31.
So we shoot. Okay,
dude.
There's something there.
I told you that
the Lakers defense.
No.
Curry for 40 tonight.
Might need it.
Yeah,
might need 50. Not five, not six. All right, 888.
Luke is depressed. He was. Remember, I came in one day, I said, he looks depressed, man.
Luke is depressed. You looked into his eyes?
You won't let that one die.
No, and neither will the listeners.
I got a new favorite team in the East, the Heat. Spoelstra, Snotty, they're good. I'm telling, they're playing better ball without Wiggins. And when Wiggins comes back, I'm rooting for Wiggins.
By the way, we have something from Steiny that he won't let die. You want to talk about it on the other side?
Yeah, we have to.
I don't know.
I wanted to hug him through the chat last night.
It was
I need somebody to love me like he loves this.
To take a word out of your mouth, Stein, it was unbecoming.
Listen.
Is this a Bible verse?
Listen, in a world where there's so much negativity, so much anger, resentment, I believe the most important thing right now is self-love. Shut up, Evan. It's self-love. We must love ourselves, and from there, we can then love others. And I'm sure you've heard it, and it sounds trite, but if you don't love yourself, it's impossible to love someone else because, quite frankly, you won't know how to even do it. You see what I'm saying? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number, and it sure sounds like Evan's going to play something or read something that's going to embarrass me on the other side.